Well, happy Earth Day celebration to all of our listeners. My name is Mary Rankin. I serve as the Director of Sustainability for Iowa State University and the Sustainability Coordinator for the City of Ames. And it's so exciting to have you all join us and to be joined by two very special guests for this next segment. I am excited to welcome Michelle Lankitis. And Michelle is with Iowa State University. She serves as our Senior Manager of Custodial Services. Welcome, Michelle.
Good morning, Mary.
And also, I am so excited to bring back again our listeners are probably quite familiar with hearing Ayodeji Oluwalana, who is our recycling coordinator for Iowa State University, as well as our special events coordinator. Ayo, welcome.
Good to be back. Thanks, Mary.
So I am joined by Michelle and Ayo today to talk about a really great project happening at Iowa State University. It's a brand new one that was brought to us by a number of different individuals, but including some very enthusiastic and sustainability-minded students. And this is actually a composting project focused on paper towels. Now, Ayo, you've joined me and a number of other individuals on KHOI discussing all sorts of waste topics in the past, which has included discussions about composting, but we haven't talked about paper towel composting yet. Can you share with our listeners how this idea actually came to be?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Thanks for the opportunity to speak on this interesting initiative that we just started on campus. So the idea of the paper towel composting came about as a result of several waste studies that have been done on campus, and also knowing fully well that we have a zero waste goal and 85% waste diversion by 2025. And based on several waste audits we've done, we discovered that paper towels, especially during the pandemic, is actually forming bulk of our waste that we send to the landfill. And we thought about how can we, really achieve our zero waste goal without having to come up with an idea of how we should, divert this waste stream from the landfill. So we, just like Mary, you mentioned, several people have talked about this idea with us, and including the student government sustainability team. We came together and kind of brainstormed, okay, what do we need to do to make sure that we focus on this really, really extreme waste that we are generating on campus, especially during this pandemic. And we thought about putting together a wide variety of stakeholders on campus, custodian services, compost facility folks, myself and Mary, and student government to brainstorm on, okay, how do we achieve this? And we felt like for us to actually make this work and be rest assured that this is going to work out, we needed to pilot it. And I think that's what we're doing currently.
Definitely, that is a good segue into the rest of the discussion because we are looking currently this year. We did a lot of planning, a lot of discussing with all of those different groups that you mentioned, Io, because it definitely takes a village to ensure a sustainable future. And in doing that, came up with the whole idea of let's do a pilot project. So, Io, before we get into the specifics of it, such an interesting idea, and I think such great perception from your standpoint with the work that you're doing in identifying these interesting and certainly prevalent waste streams we have within our overall, garbage footprint here at Iowa State. Is this something a lot of universities do related to paper towel composting?
Absolutely, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that there are few universities. When we're talking about this topic, we kind of researched some what other universities are doing and what they considered before they started doing this project, and we didn't really find quite a number of them doing it. Reasons I don't know. I think one of the reasons is just the fact that not all universities have the kind of compost facility that we have. And also, some of them are domiciled in cities where composting is not an option. So that could play a part in why they are not doing it. But for those groups that are doing it, I think it gives us a sense of what we need to consider, stakeholders that we need to engage, and also the resources that we need to make sure that this works. And I think one of the common themes around the universities that did this or have done this was the fact that they piloted the initiative first before they scaled it up to the rest of their campus.
Right. I think that makes so much sense. And I think from a standpoint, obviously, you always do your due diligence. We've heard that in a number of discussions we've had with you. And it's exciting for Iowa State to embark on considering the creative options we have, being very mindful of this waste stream, and really considering that this is something that's a good fit for ISU. Obviously, you have noted that, and our campus partners have all come together. And so with all of these partners coming together, we have embarked, as you alluded to, on a 2-month-long pilot project for paper towel composting. And we're focusing on the Lloyd Veterinary Medical Center on the College of Veterinary Medicine campus here at Iowa State University. We started this project on March 1st. We started our pilot compost project for paper towel composting on March 1st, and we're finishing that then on April 30th, so going a full 2 months. So, Io, first of all, interesting location. Our listeners may wonder why we chose this. Can you offer a little bit more insight to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we all agree to the fact that the pandemic has actually, you know, affected a lot of things, and even on our campus as well, you know, most people working from home. And then when we started talking about this idea, we're like, okay, not too many people on campus. This might not give us an ideal situation if we want to scale this up to the rest of campus. But we discovered that, you know, the College of Veterinary Medicine never went on break. I think the majority of folks, you know, are still there. You know, a lot of activity is still going on there. And we felt like that's an ideal location for us to be able to, you know, carry out this pilot, and which was the reason why we chose College of Veterinary Medicine for this pilot. And I think it's been a good choice so far.
I would agree. I think that we have definitely found in the discussions we've had that there's a lot of foot traffic, as you mentioned. It's hard to pilot something unless you really get an idea of the number of people that are, you know, going to be on campus and going to be contributing to this waste stream and going to have those decisions in front of them, whether to compost or trash those items. We really need to determine, you know, if we have that capacity and really getting an idea, you know, of that level of scale. So it makes very good sense. Okay, so now let's talk about what composting paper towels, doing a pilot like this, actually entails. And Michelle, this is where your team and your teams out around campus really are front and center. How has your team stepped up to make this project happen?
Whenever we start a pilot project, there's always some work that has to be done on the front end. And they were involved with helping us select the restrooms that would be the most useful for this type of study, as well as testing which compostable bags would work for the quantity of paper towel that we get. So they did that initially. Since the project has started, we have custodians who are collecting a separate bag of trash from the restroom, which contains the paper towel. And then they're inspecting that to make sure there's not contamination. And then they take it to a separate dumpster to make sure that it is taken out to the proper location for composting.
So in general, listening to that, it sounds like it's a little bit of extra work for your team. Your team is always very supportive of considering sustainability and supporting sustainability efforts. But how have they managed the X needs here? And what do they think about the project?
They're actually quite excited about the project. What I've learned about custodians is they're always game to try these new things to help out with reducing waste. We've had many studies across campus in various ways, and they're always first in line to help out. So they've been very excited about it. They're excited that the customers and the restrooms are respecting the signage and putting the paper towel where it needs to go and putting the trash where it needs to go. So I've heard nothing but positive comments about it. And the extra work doesn't seem to be that significant for them.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really interesting point. When you believe in a vision and you're excited about the end product, It's a labor of love, and I certainly think that our custodians absolutely exemplify that in everything that they do. Such attention to detail and support for considering how we can best serve, you know, our campus community. So much appreciation there. And Ayo, now let's talk. After the paper towels are collected and Michelle's teams give them all that tender, loving concern and support, what happens then?
Yes, thanks, Mary. So what happens after the custodians collect the paper towels each day? We have a dedicated dumpster outside the building, which is, you know, just by the loading dock for the paper towel to be collected. And so we it's a two-yard dumpsters dedicated for that. So after that, we have a dedicated day of the week for the campus services folks to empty or dump the dumpster and take that to, you know, to the compost facility, to where they are, you know, commingled together with other food waste and compostable materials at the compost facility. And one interesting thing that I have done is to make sure that what we are sending to the compost facility is actually compostable. And I think about 2 weeks ago, I was at the compost facility to see how whatever was sent to them, how it's breaking down. And so surprising that, you know, especially with the compostable bag, I think the process is beyond amazing to watch how, you know, the compostable bag breaks up. And also because of the moisture content with the paper towel, and that helps the decomposition process, you know, in addition to other food and all other compostable materials at the compost facility. So for us, it's been a very huge process, you know, coming out of the building, dumping it and taking it to the compost facility and watching the breakdown. So amazing.
We talked about a number of discussions happened, a number of different considerations were discussed before we embarked upon this. But one of the big pieces was getting in different samples of compostable bags, because they are not all created equal. They do not all perform equally. And certainly we wanted to find a good fit for a composting facility. So I think it was about a month-long process of collecting different sample bags, certainly having Michelle's teams take a look, making sure that they were going to be functional and serve the purpose of the needs related to our, you know, our restroom users. And then also to take samples out to the compost facility and have our compost manager out at the facility, Steve Jonas, look at the bags, run them through the composting process and get an idea of how well they would break down. So many things that happened behind the scenes before we even embarked on this project. And another big piece of that certainly was, I'll give a shout out to Karen Sandel. Karen has worked with us out at the Lloyd Veterinary Medical Center, and she serves as the Associate Director of Hospital Operations with the center. Was not able to join our conversation today, but she did so much internal legwork with the campus at Veterinary Medicine College, talking within the building, and also gave some great feedback to our Student Government Sustainability Committee, who worked diligently on signage, you know, informing the building, you know, the building traffic, the people that would be in the building utilizing the restrooms, informing them of what this project was, you know, that it was happening, and then making sure that we had very visible, very clear signage so that as people went in to use the restroom, it would be pretty obvious to them, you know, the decision that they had and the opportunity that they had and how to ensure that they did that successfully. So many pieces going into play. And Ayo, as you mentioned, we're about 1.5 months now into this project, and we have seen really impressive results. And I know, Michelle, you've heard from your team, things are going well. We really haven't seen that much contamination. I think it's only, what, Ayo, is it 3 bags of paper towel composting out of hundreds by now that we have actually considered non-compostable?
Yes, you're very right. One thing I forgot to mention, put in place, was to track, you know, number of bags that we collect per day, and also if there are contamination. But so far, so good. About 6 to 7 weeks into this pilot, we've only recorded just 3 bags of contamination out of, you know, close to over 100 bags that we've collected, which is really surprising, because this is a new initiative for building Aquaprint, and we were like, okay, we don't know how they're going to respond, even though we've done our due diligence with respect to signage and make sure that we communicate well on the expectation to the building occupant. But again, we are keeping it in mind that it takes some time for people to really adjust to change. So we were surprised that going into, you know, between six to seven weeks of the pilot, we only recorded 3 contaminated bags. It's very amazing.
It is really spectacular. If you think of all the phrase is wishful recycling that takes place in the amount of contamination that we have in other recycling streams. And certainly colleges and universities and communities around the country and around the world have the same challenges with contamination. This is phenomenal. So much credit goes out, all the hard work. And I wanted to give our listeners an indication. We think of paper towels and we think, oh, are there really that many? Can you give some sort of indication as to what impact this will have on the waste stream in looking at removing paper towels and offering a beneficial use in composting rather than potentially landfilling?
To put it in the right perspective in terms of numbers, I think, like I mentioned earlier, based on several waste studies we've done, we've seen a trend that paper towels in our waste stream comprises between 40 to 50% of the entire waste load. And that means that occupies 50% of the dumpster, which goes, you know, to the landfill. And this is going to be very significant, you know, not only zero waste effort, but also in terms of cost of operation as well, because that will reduce the amount of time that we have to take, you know, the paper towel either to the resource recovery plant or to the landfill. So it's very significant. And like I mentioned, not only for our diversion goal, but also, you know, in terms of the monetary aspect of things, you know, on how it will just technically make us much more efficient and also trying to protect the environment.
Absolutely. That is an impressive percentage that I think oftentimes we would never even imagine. So significant to think of that and think for a beneficial use for that percentage of our waste stream. So at the end of April, the planning team will all regroup and we'll discuss how the rest of the pilot project went and where we want to look for next steps. Before we sort of talk about maybe each of your crystal ball consideration of where next steps might lead us, I just want to make sure that we gave a shout out to any of the other team members that weren't able to join us. A few of them we have mentioned, of course, Karen Sandel. We've mentioned the Sustainability Committee for Student Government, but I have to give a big shout out to Jennifer Seth, this past year's Director of Sustainability for Student Government, who's been so involved in this. Of course, Barb Steiner is with our campuses services. She oversees campuses services at Iowa State University, and her team was very significant in hauling material from those dumpsters at the College of Veterinary Medicine to the compost facility. Gave a shout out to Steve Jonas at the compost facility for all of his great work. So who am I missing? Michelle, you had team members. Would you like to give a shout out to them?
Absolutely. We have 2 custodians who've been working on the project, Kirsten Glick and Tammy Miller, as well as their supervisor, Chantel Jones, who's been very involved in helping this pilot project to be a success.
Very important. So much gratitude to those folks. Michelle, thank you. And Io, am I missing anyone? Besides, of course, you, my friend, and Michelle.
I think you captured everything. And I mean, it's just like you said, we're working as a system and we can't do this by ourselves without effective collaboration and partnership. And I just want to use this opportunity to appreciate everyone that has, you know, partnered with us on this great initiative. And we look forward to continue, you know, that partnership, you know, just to make sure that Iowa State stands out in our sustainability drive and also trying to achieve our zero waste goal by 2025.
So, Io, what are next steps when the committee groups and we talk about how things went? What are some next steps that you think might be on the horizon related to paper towel composting at Iowa State?
For next steps, one thing we've been thinking about is to, you know, when we regroup at the end of the pilot, to evaluate what we did right and what we could do better. And based on that, we'll be able to determine, do we move forward? Do we scale this up to the rest of the entire veterinary medicine complex and also some other buildings on campus? Most importantly, I think from what we've seen so far, I think what we'll hoping that we can do is to be able to scale this up to the entire VetMed complex and also identify some buildings based on logistics, because there are so many nuances to the operational side of all of this in terms of the size of the loading dock, space to place the loading dock, and to place the dumpster, so many factors. So we are going to be systematic in our approach in scaling this to the rest of campus. But in terms of next steps, at the end of this pilot, to determine those specific locations. But for sure, I think we're going to be moving this forward.
It's something that you want to ensure that you have the commitment from your team, you have that input from your team, and you really consider, what are the challenges to overcome? It's certainly different for every location on campus. It's different for any college or university or community that may want to look at this. So there is no one template fits all by any means. And so I think that makes very good sense as we move forward. And I would, of course, expect nothing less of a project that you are involved with, IO. We wind up here. I wanted to ask the both of you, if another university, and I'm sure that will happen, IO, for you as you were reaching out to universities, but if another university or even a business in Ames approached us and said, wow, really interesting paper towel composting project, we're kind of thinking about maybe trying it out ourselves, what would be the first thing you would mention or advice you would definitely provide to them? IO, you want to start?
Oh, okay. I wanted to give it to Michelle, but I can start. Yeah, I think one thing that we, anyone, any university or, business organization need to consider before they start a project like this is to evaluate what are the current systems that are, or infrastructure that are in place to support this initiative. Because it's very big factor, because if you don't have the right infrastructure, you might be limited to what you can do. And, I mentioned this earlier on, like other universities that are not doing this, I think is as a result of the fact that they don't have the kind of infrastructure that we have in terms of a compost facility, or probably the city where they are domiciled doesn't have a composting option. That one is a very important factor. But secondly, I would say that bringing together people that will be impacted by this initiative is very important before you start this project. Because you can't do it all by yourself. It has to be, a collaborative effort by different entities within your organization or within your university, to make sure that this works out. So you need to make sure that your custodian staff or your janitors, cleaning your organization are on board, spell out the expectations and tell them the end goal of all of this. So putting those two key factors into consideration, I think the sky is the starting point, in terms of, making sure that the project like this is visible for the university who wants to embark on this or the business that wants to take this on.
Thanks, Ayo. Very good advice. Michelle, anything you would add in addition?
I think Ayo did a really superb job on describing the things you need to consider. The first thing I wrote was consider all your partners. It's very important that you involve everyone right at the beginning to discuss the pros and cons of embarking on a project like this. But the second thing I'd like to add is I'd start with what is going to be the result at the end. Because when you're excited about what you're achieving, the things that seem impossible at the beginning are more easy to overcome. And I think that this is a good project for many, many places, and we're willing to provide any input and feedback we can to help.
I think that's such an important reminder, Michelle, to really encapsulate in and really get those details of what your vision is, and then work backwards from that as to, what do you need to do? Who needs to be involved? What considerations do you need to make sure that you bring into play in achieving that? So very, very good. I wanted to just ask the both of you as a last question, as you reflect back on this project, and obviously it's still going, but as you reflect back on the project, what's been your biggest surprise or aha moment? Michelle, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, I was considering what my answer would be to this question because I've had several. From a operational standpoint, I've been very surprised and impressed at the small amount of contamination, which means that people are buying into this process and it's a very little effort for them to make sure that they separate their paper towels from regular trash in the restroom. But I think the bigger surprise is that every time we turn to a different partner to ask them if they would participate, the amount of enthusiasm was probably my biggest surprise. I don't think anyone said they weren't interested in participating. So that was a surprise, and I'm very excited about that for the future.
What would you add as your biggest aha moment?
I think for me, Michelle mentioned that was the fact that we, you know, reaching out to a completely different stakeholder to partner with us on this project and for them to kind of fully embrace and support it was just mind-blowing for me, because we've been collaborating with people on several initiatives on campus, and you know, it has to do with if they are willing to support such initiative or not, or if that project is a priority for them. But on this project, I think all the stakeholders we've been engaged have been super supportive, and I wasn't expecting, to be honest, I wasn't expecting the level of support or level of enthusiasm that we've gotten on this project, and just blows my mind away. And secondly, in terms of contamination, I think I was skeptical, to be honest, that people might not really super engaged or super supportive of this initiative. But I think we did, with the signage, with the communication we put out prior to the pilot, I think, and also seeing the end result that the contamination level has been so minimal was just mind-blowing for me, because I think it just speaks to the fact that people, when you give them the right tool, the right information, I think they're going to respond to it well. So which really makes, especially on the other side of, you know, my recycling project, you know, emphasizes the fact that I think giving your audience the right tool will support whatever initiative you're putting out.
I would echo the fact of what you both have shared. I think the minimal amount of contamination is just absolutely incredible. And it really speaks. And for me, I'm always impressed of the amount of enthusiasm and the amount of commitment that people take on voluntarily, really. I mean, if you consider ensuring sustainability is really not on anyone's job description at Iowa State University, except mine. And so the amount of support and the amount of consideration for a sustainable future that our community at Iowa State and even throughout Ames and various ventures that we've done is always so supportive and so vibrant and so robust. And it's very heartwarming and very exciting to see that continue. And for our listeners, please stay tuned for more information. You know, just by hearing our discussion today, that more and more products and projects and processes and results will be coming into the future, particularly as Io continues toward his zero waste goal for 2025. Io, for folks to keep updated on this project as well as your other initiative, where should they go?
You can just visit our website, FNM Recycling. You just type that on Google and it will take you directly to our website. You can find updates on the project and, you know, several other initiatives we're working on our zero waste movement on the website. And feel free to reach out to us also via email if you have any questions, recycling@iastate.edu. Thank you, Mary.
And I would also remind listeners that IO has a regular column in the Live Green monthly newsletter, so you can stay updated through the newsletter as well. That newsletter can be found on the Live Green website, livegreen.iastate.edu. Michelle, IO, wonderful to be joined by the both of you. A giant shout out to everyone else we mentioned that have made this project so successful and such an exciting endeavor that we look forward to building upon in the future. Thank you both. And happy, happy Earth Month.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mary.